Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we got a question that addresses a really tough topic. How do you handle hostile coworkers? Not something I love. Our question comes from an individual who works with not one, but two hostile people and wants to know how to make things better.
That is so challenging. It's tough because hostile coworkers can be very scary too. They can do and say all kinds of mean things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Yeah, I think that they create a very an environment where people are on pins and needles. Yeah. So, Casey, let's just go right to our question.
I work for a local nonprofit organization, and I'm having some challenges with two dysfunctional coworkers. The first is a woman who's been with the company for 5 years. She works the overnight shift, and the only interaction I have with her is during a shift change. This woman is hostile and critical, constantly correcting my way of doing things. She gets mad at me for the slightest thing, and recently became enraged when I stayed a few minutes extra to help a client. When I tried to respond politely, she accused me of being sarcastic towards her. She reported me to our boss, who took her side. There's a second employee who starts rumors and lies. He is also a boss's pet. He is easily offended and gets emotional and expresses himself negatively. The other day, I was looking for a specific kind of supply for a client, and he got furious, saying, "For that client, we don't have any." He sounded hateful. I am a dependable coworker, and I have a good rapport with most of the clients. I've been there for 9 months. I don't know what I need to change or how to respond to all this dysfunction and not get fired. Help!
Yeah, this is not a good situation for the person who sent in the question, and I feel terrible for you. But clearly you have stepped on something, some kind of torpedo in the workplace. And I don't know if it's something you're doing or if we have a situation with two sacred cows.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, what I mean by that is two people that are in positions of authority, but they want to coast. Mm-hmm. They don't really want to grow or do things differently. And the management, for some odd reason, doesn't want to get rid of them. Maybe there's some relationship material, like they may be family or maybe...
They know some secrets.
Yeah, there's some reason why management doesn't want to get rid of those two people.
Yeah.
Because if management takes the side of people that are not very good at what they do or are hostile, there's something else happening.
Right.
You know, it's not... There generally is another story. So if they're sacred cows, they want to coast.
Well, you have to bow down to them.
You have to bow down to them, but they don't like change. They don't like they don't like to have to work any harder than they already do.
Right.
So you may have just stepped into that and you didn't know that that's what's going on. But even if they're not sacred cows, you've definitely stepped on something that they don't like.
Right. I mean, the sense I get, it's funny because this first woman who's been there 5 years reminds me of someone I worked with a while ago. When I was a recruiter at the Peace Corps, and she had been there for a period of time. She had her domain, and I really had to talk about bow down. I had to take her to lunch. I had to talk to her about how does she do things as if I was fascinated by everything she did. I'd ask for her for instructions and advice, because if I didn't, she'd give it to me anyway.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, so this person who wrote the question, you know, walked into a new job thinking that colleagues were collegular. I never say
collegial,
that right.
Collegial, yeah.
And that they were going to, you know, was all going to be one happy family. And that's not the case. So there's something that they want you to do, which is most likely the opposite of what you are doing.
Right.
So I would suggest if you want to keep this job, that you start over and you say, "Look, I've offended you and I don't really know why. So I'm going to take a different tactic," and bow down to them. And I know that's offensive. A lot of people would find that very offensive and won't do it.
Right.
So that's up to you. I mean, it's a tactic. It's not, I'm not asking you to be a brown noser. I'm just suggesting that once you win their trust,
yeah.
So it would take a couple of months of bowing down to them and saying, oh, whatever you say, whatever you want, and then, and not making any waves. And then eventually they'll let you in.
See, I would handle them differently, though.
Okay.
I think. Because I would definitely bow down to the first person.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I think he's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second employee who starts rumors and lies, also the boss's pet, easily offended, gets emotional, expresses himself negatively. I agree with you, Kathy, that I would want to go and say, somehow we started on the wrong foot, mm-hmm. and I really want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he would... I mean,
ever
I don't
let
know
you in.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, my guess is he's looking that you do not go to the boss
and for anything,
right? And do not tell on him.
And if he says there aren't any of a certain supply,
well, then there aren't any,
right?
And now this is something you may not be able to deal with.
That's,
you know,
right.
You should be job searching while you're bowing down.
Yeah,
because this may be very unpleasant. But that management has allowed this. Now, is management going to wake up and see it differently? Maybe,
yeah.
If there's a lot of turnover, but there is something they're not seeing because there's another reason. And
right. And I think under the larger umbrella, we'd say there's a cultural issue here. There's,
mm-hmm.
something going on in this culture, which is always informed and led by the people in positions of authority. So in both of, mm-hmm. these stories, the boss, right, mm-hmm. takes their side.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like probably no matter what happens. So that's telling you that the culture is such that you being righteous, you thinking that you're doing the right thing and that the clients really like you isn't necessarily going to serve you in terms of getting along with these,
right,
people.
And I know that doesn't really make sense, but that's what you walked into.
Yeah.
And the only way to deal with it is to just understand that and, you know, just be a good, you know, a good, what do you want to call
doobie.
It? Yeah, good doobie. I mean, and that may be very, very offensive. It would be,
yeah.
to me. I would leave. But that's not in the cards for a lot of people. I don't know if it
right.
maybe it's paying well. And it sounds like, you know, because there's more to this question, that she really likes her job.
Yes.
And really likes the clients. Maybe you can get transferred.
I was just thinking that. And also maybe you can find other people that seem to share a similar sensibility to you, other employees.
Yeah. And find out how they're coping.
Right.
Actually, it would be interesting to talk to people that are getting along well,
yeah.
and find out what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know this is maddening and I know that our advice doesn't, you know, sound like, oh yeah, I'm going to embrace that.
Right.
But it works.
Well, and what I'll say is psychologically, it's not going to be satisfying because
right.
the part of you that wants the clients to come first, the part of you that wants bad behavior to be addressed, the part of you that feels hurt that you weren't listened to,
mm-hmm.
and that your side didn't matter in this, you have to kind of attend to all those parts. I mean, we would usually say you have to unhook from all of this, probably on a regular basis by, you know, either exercising or spending time with friends or doing things that you really like outside of work so that you can clear your head and really see, what do I want to do here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good advice. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have further questions or comments on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2. That's A-S-K-K-2, the number 2.
Yes, and if you want to get onto our email list, text us at 228-28. That's 228-28. And type in My Crazy Office, all one word. My Crazy Office, all one word. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We thought we would spend time in the second segment talking about sacred cows and dealing with them in the workplace.
Yeah. So we're going to start with a definition of a sacred cow. Sacred cows are usually employees who've been at the place of employment for quite some time. They have a special relationship that you will never know fully about mm-hmm. with the people in authority. So it may be that they were there at the onset, or they have family relations, or they have they know some important information or secrets about someone, or they're just very loyal, and therefore the leadership feels attached to them and protective of them. And the reason why we call them sacred cows is they usually rise to the area of incompetence, so they usually don't really know how to do their jobs that well, but they know very well how to manage up and keep the people who employ them happy. Is that a fair thing to say, Kathy?
I think that is it in a nutshell. And if you've ever worked with one, it's really maddening because they're not going anywhere.
No.
And you can never rock their world.
Right.
So you may come to them with some great idea and they say, oh, that's never going to happen, because they are coasting. They're not right. going to make any waves. And again, because they've been promoted to a level of incompetence, it's as high as they're going to go, and they're going to block. They're right. going to block a lot. They don't have to work.
They're skilled blockers.
Yeah. But you can become friendly with them.
You can.
And give them credit. Because if you give them credit and they look good, they're gonna help. You know, they're gonna help
right.
you. That's actually something that this woman in the question we answered before, if she makes them look good and gives them credit,
right.
even though they don't deserve it, it might bode well for her.
Right. That's right. So you say when you're with them, you listen very carefully about what they care about, mm-hmm. right? And you always talk about how you think they're smart or they're capable or they really know their area, even if they don't particularly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we've also talked about is you find out what might be their goals. Like, how do they want to look good? Those are the kind of projects that you may want to take on. And actually, from our example here, in the longer version of the question, I think that the coworker who's been there for 5 years really wanted things to be neat, you know, had a thing mm-hmm. about everything being neat and orderly and clean. And so you could make that your goal, that mm-hmm. you make everything neat and orderly and clean. And you say, I'm following your example because you mm-hmm. clearly know how to do this.
Now, just fair warning, if you're working for a sacred cow, you may not want to do this. Like, you really may
it's
not
think, very creative.
This is not what I went to college for. This is not what I got a degree in. You know, this is not what I want my career to be about.
Yeah.
But it is part of the workplace, and we run into them, and it is about learning to manage
yeah.
The people around you, whether above you or below you, so that
right.
you can do well.
Yeah, I was going to say in their particular place, like I think educational institutions can have a lot of sacred cows.
I think
cows.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, large corporations. I had a good friend who worked at a museum where he was going to be working on exhibits, and the person who managed him basically shot down every mm-hmm. single idea he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they require some caretaking. Like, you
yes.
know, you may find yourself, you know, taking care of them more than you really want to. So it's not necessarily pleasant, but if you figure out how to give this person credit and not rock their world, eventually when they trust you,
uh-huh.
you can pretty much call your ticket. Like, you could do okay.
That's true. And I think that usually begins by finding out something they want to accomplish mm-hmm. that's going to make them look good, you driving that, because mm-hmm. usually they don't have the competence,
right.
the capability to actually do the thing that would make them look good. And if you do that and they really shine, then more ideas of yours might be encouraged.
Yeah, I also think that upper management will appreciate the fact that you were skilled at handling this.
Yes.
And that won't go unnoticed, and you might do well for that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make a personal reference, because I, back in many moons ago when I did the Peace Corps, there I had a sacred cow boss, and it was this guy, Mr. Rosario, who literally, he kind of looked like a bull, and mm-hmm. he always had a frown on his face, and he said no to everything. And I remember one time going and bowing down to him, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
I brought his favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
One
See,
of your
food,
best
it helps.
Tactics.
What kind of food? What'd you bring?
Well, there it was in Panape, so
oh.
I brought him smashed coconut rolled in a a leaf.
That sounds good.
With all kinds of sugar and stuff. I don't know. It was the local specialty. But anyway, I brought him that. And then I talked about his amazing reputation as an educator. And then I said, you know, we really want to make you look good with this particular program. How can we do that? And that was the beginning of at least some support from mm-hmm. him mm-hmm. to do our job, which was to write and distribute a health education curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And there you go, straight from Ponape. How to handle a sacred cow. See, they're not just in every company, they're in every country.
Totally. Absolutely. All right, that's it for this podcast. Join us next time on My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories about hostile coworkers to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.